Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. It takes money to print money. Latest numbers put out by RBI show that India spent 6,372 crore rupees to print banknotes in financial year 2024-25. This is 25% more than last year because of an increase in indent for printing banknotes, reports Manish Suvarna. He also writes that the government's record surplus transfer to the government of 2 lakh 69,000 rupees was enabled by a 33% rise in income from exchange gain from foreign exchange transactions and a 49% surge in interest income from foreign securities in a year in which the central bank also hit an all-time low in hiring. India is charting its own course in regulating AI, a unique techno-legal approach where technical solutions augment legal provisions. Ashwini Vaishnaw, Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, speaking exclusively to Forbes India's Nayandika Tripathi, said that this approach could protect society from the harms that might come with the misuse of AI. Vaishnav says that India is already making rapid strides in AI, securing 18,000 GPUs in the first round and is in the process of developing foundational models. As IPL enters its final four stage, Boria Majumdar spoke to Royal Challengers Bengaluru COO Rajesh Menon on how Virat Kohli remains the mainstay of brand RCB despite his test retirement, and how the fan base of the franchise, which has never won an IPL title, differs from other major IPL brands. On the economic front, India is expected to log a healthy GDP growth of 6.9% in the fiscal fourth quarter. According to a Money Control poll of 20 economists, GDP growth is expected to rise to a four-quarter high of 6.9% in the 3 months ended March 31st, led by improved consumer demand and agricultural productivity, reports Ishan Jera. However, for the full fiscal year, the economy may grow at 6.3%, slower than the 6.5% projection based on the government's second advance estimate. A new trend is taking root in India's stock markets. As equities rallied in May, promoters cashed in. Promoter stakes in listed companies have fallen to a multi-year low in the March quarter, reports Ravindra Sonavane. In addition, more than 58,000 crore rupees spent in block deals and offer for sales in May alone, often at discounts to market prices, have raised red flags. At the same time, retail investors are becoming more picky, prioritizing valuations and fundamentals over grey market premiums. Ashish Rukaya reports that average retail participation in IPOs has declined in 2025 as investors dig deeper into valuation metrics and business models instead of chasing grey market premiums. With Birla Opus taking the shine of Asian Paints as a new challenger in the paint sector, Zoya Springwala has an interesting piece on how big investors are reacting to changing fortunes in the sector and whether you should buy the dip in Asian Paints. Also read Veer Sharma's take on how India's decision to impose a 12% safeguard duty on certain steel imports is set to raise the heat on auto manufacturers, with the sharpest sting expected for commercial vehicle makers like Ashok Leyland, Tata Motors, and Mahindra & Mahindra. In the world of investments, most Indian mutual funds have delivered positive returns in a turbulent year. Abhinav Kaul reports that 70% of mutual funds have managed to deliver positive returns. Defence, gold and BFSI funds have emerged as top performers, with defence funds soaring over 30% and gold funds rising 24% year-to-date, Abhinav Kaul reports. Fintech unicorn Razorpay has officially completed its reverse flip, moving its domicile from the US back to India, clearing the path for a potential IPO in India, reports Pavya Dilipkumar. The homecoming of Razorpay is in line with a growing trend among Indian startups, including PhonePe and Zepto, to move their domicile to India. Razorpay is set to pay around 1,245 crore rupees in taxes to shift its domicile from the US to India, reports Chandra R. Srikanth and Bhavya Dilipkumar. And finally, with India going ahead with building its fifth generation advanced medium combat aircraft, AMCA, for the Indian Air Force. Check out this piece by Laxman Kumat Behra on how India's stealth fighter aspirations showcases its growing technological and industrial prowess. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.